Well, here we are again. It is 7:31.
The people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
People in the neighborhood once again, and it is brought to you by Lee Real Estate and by May Adam. We start things off on this Friday with Mayor Steve Harding, and here we are again.
Here we are again. Just comes by.
It does.
Fast, doesn't it?
It does.
It's just amazing how fast time flies by.
Hard to keep track.
Yep. Yeah, it sure is.
So what are we going to talk about? Okay, I think we pretty much hit, the last time you were in, hit on everything.
Yep, so we kind of did talk about the whole gamut.
We did.
I think a lot going on.
Which is good. There
and
is a lot
so,
going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah. One of the things I'd like to talk about is, you know, when I first got elected mayor, and even the whole time I've been on the city commission and in local government, there's always been the conversation about housing, what comes first, housing, economic development,
right,
new businesses, jobs and things. And so, you know, with the Hague development down there and the new apartments, that was really an exciting announcement. And by the way, that's coming along really well. You can see the concrete being poured down there, and that's going to continue to, it's on schedule, so you're going to continue to see that.
We're going to hope for a nice mild winter, right?
Yep,
yeah.
Right, so they can keep building, so that'll be great, so that's moving along. So on the housing end of it, we also, this week at the commission meeting, we announced a new apartment building that'll be being built in Pier here.
Right.
And that was really exciting for us, because we had a lot of people said, yep, those are great, having people live downtown. We still need some more. So Nate Stencil, with he's the CEO of Stencil Group out of Sioux Falls.
Mm-hmm.
And he came to the commission meeting, and we've been talking to Nate and his entire group over the last year about housing needs, and they were just real excited. They want to come to Pier. And we finally, you know, they got the right piece of land, and it's going to be built right up there next to City Hall,
right,
where that's at now. And it's going to be 115 apartments, one and two bedrooms. And it's really going to be neat, because they're going to have an exercise room in there for everybody. They're going to have a kind of a mezzanine balcony area on the top floor. It's going to be four stories. And they're gonna have fire pits and barbecues up there for the apartment owners,
yeah,
and a dog park, and you know, just all those things that apartment people and young people are looking for when
right,
it comes to apartments. So that's really exciting to get those additional apartments. So by the end of next year, you know, we should have about 175 new apartments in the city of Pier, which I think is really a great thing.
It is.
And it gives everybody a chance to move up a little bit, you know. And so I just think overall housing in Pier is just really going to be a lot better.
Yeah.
So
that's good.
So, yeah, that's really good. And speaking of construction, the pool, the outdoor pool there, if you've been by there lately, both of the big slides are up.
Okay.
And they're really a lot of fun. I've had a lot of comments from parents and grandpa and grandmas and kids saying, oh, you know, the slides are up. It's really looking good. We took a tour of that facility yesterday, and it's really coming along. As we talked before, both pools have been filled with water and drained, so everything's working good. And the painters will be here at the end of next week or possibly the following week to paint both pools. They've both
great,
been drained now. All the concrete's been cleaned, so they're all ready. So the painters will be up and paint those and paint the swimming lanes in the big 50-meter pool. And you'll also see some of the smaller things in the zero-entry pool start going up, too. So it's really looking nice.
And the dirt piles are going to get smaller.
They are getting
okay,
smaller. Yeah, they sure are. They're getting smaller. And so it'll be open You know, for the swimming season next year. So we're really looking forward to that.
Yeah, that's it's always an amazing thing to drive by and you go, oh, wow, that went up fast.
Yeah, it really is. It's coming along great. And then down at Griffin Park, the pickleball courts, we're getting those finished up. If you drive by there, they're right by the tennis courts down there. And so those pickleball courts are getting finalized. We're getting those painted. We've got the fencing up, so you know, hopefully yet this fall you'll be able to play pickleball, and that's a great addition to that whole area down there. I think next year when you see Griffin Park, there's going to be a lot of people down there utilizing the facilities down there. In the swimming pool, one of the windows does open up to the park, so you can go up there and get something to eat or something to drink, as well as, you know, inside the fenced area of the pool. So it's just going to be a busy place down there next year.
We hope.
Yeah.
Well, we don't hope. We know. We know it's going to be busy.
Yep, we know.
And it's going to be great.
It is. And just a reminder, out at the airport, we're finishing up on that crosswind runway. That should be done here, you know, in middle of October, third week in October, you know, just in time for hunting season.
Okay.
And also, just a reminder, that Denver Air Connection, their flight to Minneapolis will be starting the week after Thanksgiving in November here, and that's going to be here before we know it. So you can go out there to Denver Air Connection now or Expedia, and you can book your flight to Minneapolis on a Thursday or a Sunday. So I'm told that it's been pretty popular. They're getting quite a few boardings on that. So,
good.
Yeah. So lots of things going on here. Still trying to get things buttoned up as far as the streets go. We're still working on Poplar Street. The railroad crossing over on Poplar Street, the railroad's going to fix that. It's a little bumpy.
Is why there is a big pile of rock there.
Yep, big pile of rock there. And the one down by Dakota Mart, too.
Okay, all right.
So both of those will be getting fixed here within the next couple of weeks and smoothed out. And that's a partnership with the railroad and the city. The city's going to supply the materials, and the railroad's going to put it in because it does have to meet certain railroad specifications.
Yeah.
So that'll be another two good projects to get done before the snow flies.
Okay. Okay. Hoping for a mild winter.
Yeah. Yep. Mild winter would be great.
Yeah. Just for those.
Yep.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in, Mayor. Yeah. It was great talking with you.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Okay. Once again, People in the Neighborhood is brought to you by the folks at Lee Real Estate and by May Adam. We're going to check in with Lindy Garrett's here in just a little bit, and we're going to find out about what's going on with the farmer's market this weekend.
This is Meredith at Lee Real Estate. Now is the time for you to list your home with Lee Real Estate. We have buyers looking for homes in all price ranges, with many homes selling very quickly. If you've been thinking about selling your home, give us a call and we'll do a free market analysis and give you the best information to get the best price for your home. And buyers, we have the homes you're looking for, or we will find it for you. Check us out on Facebook at Lee Real Estate Pier, or find us at LeeRealEstatePier.com.
And we are now going to go to the telephone line, and Lindy Garrett's with us right now. And Lindy, we're going to talk about the farmer's market. Thank you for waiting so patiently, by the way.
No problem. Great to be here.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the farmer's market. How did things go last weekend?
Yeah, last weekend was really fun. I was able to go down and do some shopping and picked up some sourdough bread, which was delicious. We're still eating on that now, and picked up some veggies and some sweet treats. So it was a great market. I'm looking forward to stopping again this weekend.
All right. And what do you have coming up this weekend?
Yeah. So this weekend we've got the Christie's Sweets and Treats. So she's the one that will be bringing the sourdough bread. And it was excellent. We also got focaccia last weekend and served that night. We did like some roasted tomatoes and some cream cheese and kind of made this little dip with it. It was incredible. So definitely encourage trying that. And then we've got Jesse Malungi with Cosmetics, and she's got some nice homemade deodorants and conditioner bars and just really thoughtful, holistic body products if you're interested in that. And then we've got some homemade books, and the meat trailer will be back with Hamish as well as Nancy's Nest. So this is a great time to think about, you know, winter, not quite.
Not yet. No. let's not hurry things along with this one. Okay.
I'm sorry. Not for even saying that word.
Yeah.
But we're kind of in that crossover season between summer and fall. And last weekend with the rain, you know, we made a roast. So if you're craving like a roast or like a pork roast, it's a great weekend to stop down and grab something like that. And then honey, which is always a star at the farmer's market. So some local honey coming in with Nancy's Nest. She's got some South Dakota sunflower honey, some sweet clover. So great time to get some honey if you want to stock up on that. And then, of course, what I love is the from the garden. And this is kind of where I say there's that crossover because there's still summer squash and still kale and some of those, you know, summery pieces. But then we're pulling in the winter squash and we've got some really nice leeks and some fall peppers. So it's a great time of year to stop down and grab some of those things. And Hannish Farms, if you're looking to decorate your front porch, they've got pumpkins and gourds this weekend. So that's also great.
So great for you know, decorating and all of that stuff just in time for, you know, the harvest festivals and stuff like that. But also, I mean, to go into it too, perhaps don't make your dinner plans until you've gone to the farmer's market because they may change, I would imagine.
Absolutely. That's one of my favorite things about shopping locally and seasonally is that I kind of make it sort of a fun game. So I go down to the farmer's market and see what they've got and what is sounding good for the week, grab a few things, and then go home and plan my meals. And I cook a lot on the weekends, so that's a great time to just prep ahead for, especially if you have to, you know, quick lunch, if you're a teacher and you've got, what, 20 minutes?
Right.
Or, you know, any of us that have that short lunch break, it's nice to have just something that's already made in the fridge and shopping locally, thinking seasonally. Something also that my husband always says is if it grows together, it goes together. So if they're growing at the same time, they're going to taste good together as well.
And that's a good way to look at it. So how do folks get a hold of you if they want to be a part of the farmer's market?
Yeah. So they can reach out on Facebook. We are there, Capital City Farmers Market, or you can go to our website, which is Cap City Market as well. And you can reach out there. There's an email that goes out every week. So it's you can reach out that way and also get vendor information. The market is this Saturday, starting at 9 and it goes until noon, located one block east of downtown Pier.
All right. Well, it's great talking with you again. We'll talk with you next week.
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right.
Have a good one.
Linda Garrett's once again from the Farmer's Market. And we have a triple-decker morning this morning. We're stacked up. So we're going to talk with Shane coming up here in just a bit.
May Adam Law Firm of Pier offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. Their skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, and personal injury. They're able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm and Peer since 1881.
All right. All right. We have Shane Cramming in right now. And Shane, let's talk a little bit about what's going on with you.
Hey, we're going to have a little horse racing in Fort Pierce, South Dakota. It's our 75th anniversary of Ren Drive Benevolent Association hosted Fort Pierce Horse Racing. That'll take place on October 7th and 8th at the Stanley County Fairgrounds in historic Fort Pierce, South Dakota. And that'll be 1 o'clock central both days post time. We'll open the gates about 11 o'clock. You can come in, get your bite to eat, get some popcorn, get your drinks, get situated if you'd like, get your program, and just get ready to take part in the action.
You do have a good concession stand.
Well, we try to keep things moderately priced, and yeah, my wife does a great job of getting that all arranged. She's the manager of that, so yeah, she works very hard, and
isn't
we have
it
a
nice,
great crew.
Isn't it nice when somebody else will arrange stuff like that?
Yes, it is very nice. So yeah, we seem to have plenty to do, so yeah, if you can take one of those things and don't have to worry about it. And I must say we got a great crew that puts on the whole show anyway, and about 40 employees, and
yep.
I just kind of let them do their things and walk around and do what I do, and it works out good.
Great. Now, as far as the horses are concerned, how far away are they coming from?
They'll come from all around other states, like Minnesota and Iowa are just wrapping up their race schedules, Wyoming as well. They will still be racing in Nebraska, but we're going to get some of those horses to come up here in North Dakota and surrounding states, and they can come as far away as Colorado, Utah, and just they kind of follow that money, and where the money is available, that's where they'll go to race.
And that's speaking of money, that's the fun thing to do because This is one of the few places around here where you can actually bet on some races.
You can bet on some races. You can get a little skin in the game so you don't have to, but you can make your wager, your $2 wager minimum, and hope for the best and keep trying. Or if you're, say, don't become a, you know, don't let the situation overwhelm you. If you've never done it before, just step up in line. We've got some great tellers, and they'll help you through the process.
And, of course, everything in moderation.
Everything in moderation. That's exactly right. Safety first.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we are going to have, there's going to be about 100,000 in purses and incentives available to those horsemen that come in, the paramutual wagering, food and refreshments, gift card drawings. We have over $4,000 in gift cards that will be distributed in between races. So if you make a paramutual wager and it's a non-winner, you can write your name on the back of that ticket, put it in the tumbler, and you have a chance to win one of those gift cards, and your chances are pretty good that you're going to win one because we have a lot of them.
Oh, that's great.
Yes, it is.
That's great. I always like to win.
Yeah, everybody likes to win, and everybody deserves a second chance, so it's a second chance drawing.
Yeah, there you go. So we got also a lot going on.
$5 admission at the door, and say we're working hard to get the racetrack put into place and working on that surface because that horse and rider safety is utmost concern, and that's what a lot of people don't see. They just kind of see that it's there, but we work very hard to ensure their safety.
And it should be nice and cool. Weather should be, the weather's been beautiful lately.
It has been, and looks like it's going to cool off a little bit. That'll be good for the horses. They love to compete in that cooler weather, and they feel fresh and froggy, and those horses spin for home there coming around the racetrack. Uh-huh. They hear that crowd roar and pin their ears and headed for the finish line, headed for the mirror, and they love to hear that crowd. So cheer those horses on.
There you go. So once again, let's give the details on this, when it is.
It will be October 7th and 8th, okay. And it will be post time 1 o'clock Central both days at the Stanley County Fairgrounds in Fort Pierce, South Dakota.
Okay. Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Come on over and let's enjoy it.
All right. Shane, once again, coming in and talking with us. And that has been People in the Neighborhood.